Plano ng pamahalaan na bawasan ang bilang ng mga pumapasok na international students habang hinihikayat ang mas maraming skilled workers na magtrabaho sa Australia. Layunin nitong maibaba sa kalahati ang net migration sa bansa. Sentro ng plano, ang bagong Skills in Demand Visa na may tatlong stream. Mapapabilis nito ang proseso sa pagkuha ng visa na sinasabing makukuha sa loob lamang ng 7 araw para sa mga mag-a-apply ng trabaho na sumisweldo ng higit $135,000. Ito ang tinatawag na Specialist Skills Path, pero hindi kasama sa mga manggagawang sakop nito ang tradespeople, machinery operators at laborers. Sa halip, sila ay mapapabilang sa 2nd stream para sa mga essential workers na hindi kasing bilis ang pagpuproseso ng visa. Ayon kay Opposition Leader Peter Dutton, isa itong malaking pagkakamali.
Well, what sort of government at the time of a building crisis, when you can't get a tradie and you certainly can't afford one, what sort of government decides to close the door to tradies coming into Australia? It's completely the wrong decision, and it's going to have a negative impact on housing affordability, the complete opposite of what the government's promising.
Ikinatuwa ng CEO ng Master Builders Australia na si Danita Won ang kabuuan ng estratehiya, pero dismayado siya sa hindi pagbibigay prioridad sa mabilis na visa processing sa mga manggagawa ng trades.
We are of the view that that was unnecessary, but willing to work with the government. But it's disappointing as we get to look at more of the detail of the report, coupled with the minister's response to questions in her press conference yesterday, that we would have to prove there is a shortage. Well, I think we've already done that. That it's still going to be an uphill battle for us to meet the numbers that we say we need.
Mula 510,000 noong 2022, balak ng pamahalaan na maging kalahati o 250,000 na lamang ang bilang ng pumapasok na migrante sa Australia pagdating ng taong 2025. Dagdag pa ni Opposition Leader Peter Dutton, malaki rin ang epekto nito sa kabuuan ng estado ng migrasyon at paninirahan.
It turns out they're increasing the migration program by 130,000 people, over 1.6 million people over the next 5 years. That is going to put huge pressure on housing.
Dahil sa pahayag, inakusahan ni Greens leader Adam Bandt si Ginoong Dutton ng hindi makatarungan na paninisi sa mga migrante.
Migration hasn't caused Labor's housing crisis. It's Labor backing unlimited rent rises, unlimited interest rate rises, and not building enough public and affordable housing. That's what's got us into the housing crisis that we're in. But now, Labor has joined the Liberals in blaming migration for the housing crisis. Stop trying to out-tough Peter Dutton because there's nothing he won't do.
Ito rin ang saloobin ni Carlo Carli mula sa Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, o FECA.
There's a lot of people in this country that want to scapegoat immigrants and scapegoat our migration policy, and that really has to be resisted. The reason for these reforms is because the previous system was broken, the previous system needed to be tightened up, and we believe that the paths that have been highlighted in today's announcement are really positive.
Ayon naman kay former Immigration Department Secretary Abul Rizvi, kahit ang koalisyon ay may malaking naidagdag sa paglobo ng bilang ng mga migrante.
In many ways, the boom in net migration was partly the fault of the coalition. The coalition government in early 2022 introduced a whole range of measures to put the foot to the floor on immigration, and as a result, immigration numbers, particularly students and working holiday makers, boomed very quickly.
Dumating sa Australia si Chef Massimo Calosi noong 2016 mula Italy gamit ang working holiday visa. Nagtrabaho siya sa isang cafe na mababang magpasweldo at cash ang binabayad, kaya't hindi siya nakakuha ng superannuation. Bago lumipat sa isang restaurant kung saan nagtrabaho naman siya ng overtime na hindi binabayaran. Aniya, ang exploitation o pananamantala sa mga manggagawa na naka-temporary visa ay talamak sa hospitality industry. Kahit na sinasabing tutugunan ng pamahalaan ang mga kaso ng pananamantala gamit ang bagong estratehiya, hindi pa rin naniniwala si Chef Calosi na sapat ito para maproteksyonan ng mga low-paid workers.
Even after the latest announcement of from yesterday, Australian migration system is not a migration system that aim for people to stay here permanently. So it's the structure that creates this permanent limbo of temporary visas. And unfortunately, workers on temporary visas are the most vulnerable ones, because more often than not, in fact, pretty much always, they're afraid to speak up.
Plano din ang pamahalaan na higpitan ng mga education providers at mga international students na hindi naman pag-aaral ang ipinunta sa Australia o ang mga estudyanteng mabababa ang kakayahan sa English. Sa ngayon, hindi patiyak ang pagkakaroon ng limitasyon sa bilang ng international student places. Pero ayon kay dating Immigration Department Secretary Rizvi, magiging magulo at mahirap itong ipatupad.
I think we focus too much on the export benefits of overseas students and not enough on the benefits of overseas students who go on to become Australian citizens and work in Australia for the rest of their lives, paying taxes and contributing to the Australian economy. The latter is far, far more important than the export revenue that the universities earn. And I think it's time for the Australian government to turn around and make that clear to the Australian people.
Yan ang binong ulat ni Edwina Ginan para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.